For the students in Olga Halpern's third grade class at Booker T. Washington Elementary School, self-expression is an important part of learning how to speak English. Her class is made up entirely of Latino students trying to get a grasp of English as their second language.
Then my dad bought me a dog. But he escaped. When I slept, I heard a gurgle and I saw my puppy.
More than 24 grade schoolers sit Indian style, listening to their classmates' audio-recorded essays. Some of the stories are a little more upbeat, like this one about one student's experience buying a chicken.
I ate all the chicken.
But other stories strike more of an emotional chord.
My grandma died in Chicago because my grandma was sick.
This one's from a student from Guatemala who grew up speaking a dialect known as Gangoval. He's the only one in this class who speaks neither English nor Spanish as his first language.
My dad take my grandma to the grave.
By the time his story ends, the class applauds. But there's a moment of silence before the next story begins. The student who talked about his grandmother's death emerges with tears running down his face and rushes out of the classroom. His teacher, Olga Halpern, comforts him. She says he's been sad before, but not like this.
He came here and started in an English, all English program, and then he got moved to here, to a Spanish program. So this poor child has gone in his short life through three different languages. So for him to put all those words down and to be able to say them, it was just huge.
The kids head to their desks after the listening session and get ready to leave for the day. This month-long project is over, but it won't be easily forgotten.
I was really embarrassed.
Oh, but it's so much fun to hear your story, isn't it?
I don't know.
Linda Sims is with the University of Illinois Center for Education in Small Urban Communities. Sims says allowing the students to record their stories helped them break down any fear they may have had about the project.
If they're reluctant to read, and what if I stammer over things, or what if I have to go back and say a line? Well, the beauty of it is that, you know, they can see, well, no, but the cool thing, you can go back and reread that, and then we'll just edit that part out. So I wonder if it just makes them braver, too.
Haney Yoon works with Linda and came up with the idea of adopting the StoryCorps concept in this third grade class.
We wanted them to see the correlation between reading and writing. So when they write, they also write to read. And so we wanted them to understand the idea of, like, reading it out loud and seeing a bigger purpose to just written words on the page.
While the program opens up a door for these kids to learn English, it also connects with them on a cultural level by including folklore and oral storytelling, which the project's organizers agree is very prominent in Latino culture. Yoon says this isn't the last time they're going to be doing something like this. Early next year, the class will recite poetry in English. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.